Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hey, Miguel, what day is it?
The students aren't just saying it on Wednesdays. They are making every day hump day.
Jason, what day is it? Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
It's hump day, Al.
Hump day.
It's what day it is.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
And away
yeah. It's cold outside, but we're inside. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We're keeping it hot.
Yeah.
To my right is Kelly Raspberry. She's hot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm that girl you hate.
What do you mean?
I'm back in the gym today, keeping you off the machine that you've been going to and September and October and November. I'm that January girl.
You're just going to be sitting there reading a book?
Yeah, right. Explain to me, though, why you always hate, like, I try to be really good about not talking about exercise because you hate when JC and I do it. But then when you get in the gym, it's like,
oh, because it's
I'm working out.
It's no big deal when y'all go work out.
Yeah, we do it. It's like, just going is a big deal for us.
When we get it, when we go to the gym, it's like, it's like we landed on the moon again.
Look at Al trying to get himself in the conversation.
No, Al, I wasn't talking to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because we don't go.
That's right. We don't go.
But I'm going.
Okay. When you going?
I'm going to go to I'll go to day two. But not your gym. I'm going to my... Well, you know
what?
Here's my deal.
So you haven't even planned it?
I changed my credit card number, or I got a new credit card.
And so they've been screwed up.
And so they've been trying to charge my credit card, and it hadn't gone through for like 3 months. And I keep trying to... Well, I keep meaning to call them, but I haven't. So it's up to like 3 months now. I'm like,
right.
Oh, damn. So I can't go to the gym now anyway, because they were like...
You can get a buddy pass at mine for a week.
All right, buddy. Let's go. Here's JC.
Really?
No.
Oh. I got so excited that I would want to come with you.
I know.
Thank you to the power company for coming to my house and turning our power back on.
Oh, man.
My wife forgot to pay the bill, and I guess she got it all taken care of before I got home from work because she said she didn't want me to find out.
Mm.
You know, because it's, you know, you have your little jobs at home, and sometimes you forget to do them, and she didn't want me to find out, but I found out because I got home, and I noticed that the oven and the microwave were blinking.
You know they have that automatic debit thing.
Oh, I know, but
I like to see.
I'll tell Kenzie
too. Have you ever made that dash after the electric man when he's just turned your lights?
Oh, yeah.
I've done this before. I'm serious.
Impressive. The run of shame.
Like they come in this little bitty truck, like a I don't know, it's not the full size truck, but anyway, they turn your lights off and then they just go. And I've been like sleeping, but for some reason I hear the TV just go off, and I'm like, oh no! I know I haven't paid my bill. And
yeah.
I'm just running down the street after the dude in my drawers.
And they never want to turn it back on because they say you got to call and then you got to pay.
Yeah. Sip my extra $40. Sometimes they will. Here's dinner.
I realized yesterday I'm 30 years old and I have not the slightest idea what I would do if a natural disaster were to occur. I had a lot of tornado training growing up in the Midwest in school and stuff because there were a lot of tornadoes where I lived.
What would they make you do in school?
So in school, we would go, you know, we would go to the strong hallway basement, or we had like almost like an ironclad like tornado shelter. I mean, we had tornado shelters in elementary schools growing up when you live in that area, right? Or if you're home, you're supposed to like get in your bathtub with a mattress on top of you. I remember that. But if there was a tsunami... An earthquake?
A tsunami?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're
in the middle of the United States.
Okay, well.
Yeah, the earthquake thing is a little more relevant.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think there would be an earthquake everywhere that you live. You think about that like, oh, and that's in California.
Yeah, we had like, what, 6 earthquakes?
Nine?
I don't know. I live in the suburbs where I'm protected. I don't know about these earthquake things you talk about.
Sure. They're small. 3.5 was the biggest.
They were
3.6.
Small enough for bookshelves to fall off, or bookshelf to like almost tip over for me.
Yeah.
And my cell phone fell off my couch, and my dog rolled over onto his side.
Mm. Whoa.
That's how much it shook.
Wow. Your dog moved.
He went from his back to his side. Yeah, but I ran to the window, and I'm like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Am I supposed to go to a window?
Probably not the window. I'd say more the doorway.
No, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do.
Are you supposed to get under a table?
You could do that as well.
To protect your head.
See what I mean, though?
That's what they used to make us do in school in California.
Yeah, see?
Get under your desk.
That's what you do? Get under your desk? Okay.
Something that'll protect you from something falling on you.
Something falls on your head, you die.
Yeah.
That's what happens in earthquakes.
Here's Big Al Mac.
Well, Venezuela may have the prettiest women in the world, but they're out of French fries.
Can you believe that, Al?
They're out of McDonald's French fries. They're out of potatoes in Venezuela.
There's a potato famine in Venezuela?
In Venezuela, yes.
They ran out of McDonald's French fries.
But, you know, I don't know what the little fine Miss Universe contestants are going to do. I guess they're not scarfing down McDonald's.
Well, I don't think they're eating any of those.
I think waistlines are celebrating.
Yeah. I don't think Miss...
Everything in moderation is fine.
So Miss Venezuela's
apparently
eating.
More than 100 McDonald's franchises have run out of potatoes, and now they're serving alternatives like deep-fried arepa flatbreads or yuca.
Oh, yucca.
Y-U-C-A. Yucca?
Yucca.
I don't know what that is.
I always thought it was the yucca plant. Is it the yucca plant?
Well, it's eucalyptus, so yeah, maybe. Well,
no, it's Y-U. Eucalyptus is E-U.
Eucalyptus is E-U-C. This is Y-U-C-C-A.
Who sings the butt? It all comes back to hump day.
Well, Yucatan.
Huh? E-U.
Right? That's how you say the Yucatan Peninsula?
Yeah.
Yucatan.
So it's yucca.
Yucca. Okay, the yucca.
I don't know. I'm not for sure.
But they're out
I don't
French
know.
Fries.
You read stuff and you think it's how it sounds in your head and you never say it out loud. I always thought it was yucca.
Uh-huh.
Because, blech, yucca.
But what kind of plant is it?
Yucca? Well, they say Yugo. Like the old car. Not old car. Well, yeah, it is. Yugo. Y-U-G-O.
Right.
So yucca.
Yucca is a genus of perennial shrubs and trees in some family. There's a lot of species.
Uh-huh.
I love when we work stuff out on the air.
Sword-shaped leaves and large whitish flowers.
Mm. So they're frying instead of French fries?
So it's a plant.
It doesn't sound like something you want to eat on your way home.
Ooh, no.
That's the goodness of a McDonald's French fry. You always dig in there and get
a
fry.
They always do substitutes. People do healthy substitutes all the time.
I've had cauliflower chips before.
Yeah, kale
those are good.
Chips and... Fried sweet potatoes? Is there a sweet potato shortage?
What about in South America, plantains? Plantain fries.
Yeah.
I love plantains.
They always give you those at the restaurants. Those
Where?
Are good.
In Mexico or South America?
No, the South American restaurants. Oh, that's their thing. Good plantains.
Keep up, Jenna. You just don't know.
I've never been to South America.
It's so cool. Neither have I, but you go to the restaurants where they serve their food. Like Brazilian steakhouses sometimes serve those.
Oh, you mean like locally?
Yeah. No, Jen, I'm not worldly.
You mean that
traveled.
Fogo de Chao?
Yeah. Fogo de Chao. Those restaurants are cool where you just
Somebody
have the green, red.
Really Fogo de Show.
Is it really?
Somebody told me that. See, now I don't know. And now I'm afraid to ever say it out loud.
Okay, I have to say this, even though she's still sleeping right now and she's going to be mad at me. My roommate just came back from Brazil.
Yeah.
She was so excited to go to Rio with her boyfriend, but she was so upset. I'm so sorry I'm telling this.
Oh, this is great.
Because I think this started like an argument between them.
She'll never know.
She's not up yet.
No.
But the last night she was there, they had some like flight issues and realized their flight was at 1 a.m. instead of the next day. Do you know what I mean? Like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
on Monday.
Yeah.
So all the things like the big statue and the stuff she wanted to go see,
oh,
they didn't
get to go see Jesus.
And the last night they had to do some dinner with some people they knew there. And they went to Fogo de Chao. And she was so devastated. And she's like, Jenna, I didn't want to go to Fogo de Chao. I'm in Rio. I didn't want to go to the American Brazilian Steakhouse in Rio de Janeiro. She was like, why did we go there?
It? Yeah, dude.
I know.
In Brazil?
Yeah.
They got McDonald's in Brazil. Why wouldn't they have Fogo de Chao?
Because it's like, Brazilian food.
Do they have, you know, like Taco Bell in Mexico?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Where all the Americans go.
And when they say run for the border, they run for the border, like trying to get over here.
Wow. I don't know. Do they say that?
No.
I mean, there's all kinds of American places.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the authentic cuisine.
Right.
Yeah.
That was very insensitive.
I don't know if it was insensitive or not. I'm not sure.
No, it was.
Well,
it was cool.
I'm Mexican.
I went to...
So I'm speaking for my Mexican people.
They have a new mall in Playa del Carmen, which is where I went for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And they have Forever 20... I mean, it's a trip because I'm used to going down Fifth Avenue, which is the main strip in Playa del Carmen. You see our little t-shirt shops, our little authentic Mexican places. You go to the mall, Forever 21, Abercrombie. I went to the Apple store.
Well, that's clothing.
I mean,
that's good for you because you're always having to buy phones. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you just go to Mexico to get to Mexico to enjoy Mexico. And then all of these stuff that's here, you know, it's the same thing.
And it's more expensive because I went to Best Buy in Mexico City when I was there for Christmas. And the stuff there, like just my little brother got a Xbox and we wanted to buy him a controller. It was twice as expensive as it is here in the States.
Yeah.
Because it's from here.
Well,
right,
I was
gonna, the store.
No, customs. I think because I was
I don't
gonna,
know.
I was gonna send a couple of video games to my manager down there. She wanted them. I was gonna buy them here because I get them cheaper, right? And it was like some stuff for you know PlayStation. And to send them, the girl at the shipping place said you'll probably end up paying more, or she'll end up paying more when she receives them because she has to pay customs or some type of fee to receive these items because they came from China, because that's where they were made.
See?
I don't China. Know. I get where my roommate was coming from, though. I just kind of, maybe you guys feel different and you like comfortable things, but when I go somewhere kind of exotic, I never want to go to a chain that I can have at home every day, even if it's like a clothing store or a mall or anything. When I travel, I just don't want to go to something I can have at home.
That's why when we went to London, I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, baby.
He's not joking.
You can experience comfort of home while in
that.
A foreign country.
Some people love that.
Something about that, yeah.
You know what I love is gossip.
You do.
Celebrity gossip. Jay-Z claims hip-hop is responsible for breaking down racial barriers.
All right, then.
And something happened between Jimmy Fallon and an A-lister last night. You have to come back and hear next.
Oh, it's so funny.
And you want to also watch the Hizzy with Hizzle on Kid TV today. We're going to have some fun stuff we're going to throw up on Kid TV.
KidTV.com.
Right? So you want to make sure not only are you listening to the show, but if you're able to, pull up Kid TV and follow along. The Hizzy with Hizzle's next.
Big stories, A through D list celebrities, broken down to the best parts. It's the Hizzy Wood Hizzle, next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.